Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, and it's the unofficial kickoff to summer, and I mean, golly, what
and
better?
School's fixing to be out.
That
Yay.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, school's going to be out. We don't have to drive the little children every day.
Yeah, and then if you're home, then you have children running around all summer wanting this and wanting that, and it's like, go outside and play.
I haven't even figured that out yet. You know?
Yeah.
We've got to have a plan. We've got to make a plan for that.
You got to have something to keep them busy, because otherwise,
that's right.
You know, it's just too much. It's just, no, go outside and just do something. Come back at supper time. That's what they told us.
Well, it used to, they told all the kids that. You go to the creek and play all day, and you'd be back by dark.
Yeah.
Don't worry about getting here before dark, you know?
Don't come home before supper, and by all means, if you do come home, do not go in and out. We are not paying to cool the neighborhood. We had rules.
Yeah. And the ladies' sewing circle is meeting at your house.
Yeah. Yes. So you had to get out.
That's right. They do not want any little kids underfoot.
No. Not going to babysit and kids tugging and wanting this and wanting that. No. Leave.
And they don't want you going in there and trying to sneak any of the food off the table.
Oh,
Lord. Because they've made those cute little things for, the ladies' auxiliary.
Yes. The lemon bars are for the ladies, not the children.
That's right. And I remember those cute little sandwiches they used to make.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, they were little tiny things.
Little finger sandwiches.
Were good.
Oh, they were delicious. Wow,
yeah,
I remember
those. If you get a bite of those.
Yeah, if you could sneak some of those, it was great. Although they counted them, and so they know, even if they didn't see
they
it.
If you'd sneak one, your hand would be slapped, I can tell you.
Yes. I remember summer vacation. It was one of those things, it's like you look forward to it all the time, but boy, you had rules. So
there is a lot of rules.
Yeah. Oh, wow. But I guess, I don't know, maybe things have changed now. And then
things have changed so much.
Yeah.
Children have changed. They've got their head always on an iPad, an iPad or phone or, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
These are not normal kids now.
No. They're in some kind of electronic device. And sometimes they're not even aware what's going on around them.
No, I don't think they even know we exist.
No.
You know, that make-believe world is so great.
Yeah. We had to all use our imagination and go outside, and we would, you know, play and pretend we were somebody else and, you know, do whatever we did. And
Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we played Cowboys and Indians. Yes.
And
yes.
You remember the little headbands you could get with the little feathers in them?
Yes.
When you were the Indian, I loved that.
Yeah. I don't know. Did they even sell them anymore? I don't even know.
Probably not. That's probably not sophisticated
now. No, it's against the rules, I think.
That's right. I mean, things have come so far. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and we had our cap guns when we played Cowboys.
Oh, I forgot about cap guns.
Yes. I don't even know if they even sell those anymore either. They may have been...
That's too childish, probably.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, they don't want kids to be kids.
No. Wow. Oh, my goodness. All that just took me right back to being like 15 or 10 or something.
Oh, yeah. It'll take you right back.
Ooh.
And I was just thinking the other day, you know, they had White's Auto Stores and Western Auto Stores when we were all kids. And that's where you bought your washers, your dryers, everything. Was bought right there in town at the little Western Auto or the White's Auto.
Yep.
I was just thinking about that.
Yep. And that was back when they had an actual TV repairman, and he would come out and fix the TV or the tube went
or
out.
Or replace the tube,
yes.
Remember?
I remember the
tubes.
Tube.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
We had an A&W.
Yep.
And it's explained to me that they couldn't afford to bring me to town to work at A&W because they only paid a dollar and a half an hour. So that was out, you know. The town kids could go down there and work for that dollar and a half.
Yeah, but if they had to drive you to town, it would cost more in gas.
Yeah, than what you were going to make.
Yeah, and that just wasn't worth it. Either that or ride a horse or a bike, and good luck.
That's right. If we lived out very far, all that's out.
Oh, yeah. No. If it wasn't within reason, you were just stuck. You were stuck at home. Boy, we
it
had
seemed
it rough.
Like, everybody in town would go, you know, to the little drive-ins on Sunday night after church and have, you know, malts or ice cream or something.
Floats. Oh,
floats,
yes.
Floats, yeah. A root beer float. Everybody had those.
Oh, those are the best. I still love a good root beer float.
And root beer was an old line.
Yeah. Yes.
And remember they put bumper cars at the A&W root beers.
Yes. I remember that.
Those little bumper cars.
Yeah. Boy, I miss all those old days. I mean, we really, it's like you look back now and it's so primitive, but boy, we had a lot of fun. I mean, there's just neat things that we
everything
did.
Everything we did as kids is out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's over and out. They've already forgot about all that.
Yeah. And we didn't hurt anybody either. We could have our fun without, hurting anybody or, you know, breaking anything.
It didn't cost anything, remember?
Oh,
everything,
yeah.
Everything you played with was free. Mm-hmm. If you were at the creek or wherever you were at, it was all imagination.
Yeah. And the best part is like, yeah, imagination is free, and it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
Wow. My word. See, now look at that. It's a trip down memory lane on a Saturday morning.
That's right.
I mean, how much better could it be? Wow.
And then everybody had a John Deere company or somebody that would repair your tractors.
Yes. Yep.
You'd drive the tractor to town if they couldn't come out. If they could come out, they'd come out in the country. Repair your tractor right there on the spot.
Yep, yep. Either John Deere or Massey Ferguson or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other brand? Let's see.
Oh,
Let's see. There was John Deere, Massey Ferguson.
It was...
The little Ford. What
yeah,
was that?
It was blue.
it was a small tractor.
Yes.
It wasn't as big as everybody else's. If you had a small farm, I saw people using that.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those too, and I just can't remember now. I can see it plain as day. I just can't remember the name.
I can't either. But it's amazing what all everybody used.
Oh, yeah.
That people just, you know, came out and fixed your stuff, and you went on your way.
Yeah, and you knew the person that came out to fix it too.
Oh, yeah, it was the neighbor that worked at the store uptown.
Uh-huh.
And usually the farmers... If they didn't have anything to do, you know, they would go and work in town part of the time.
Yeah, yeah. When you went into Dave's tractor shop, there was Dave behind the counter, and
that's exactly right. And everybody had a charge account at the filling station.
Oh yes.
And you paid your check there once a month.
Yep, yep. Just put it on my tab, and then just go
that's
back.
That's right.
And...
They say put it on my account.
Yep, and you go buy and pay it. You can't do that anymore. Oh, word.
And the old drugstores had wood floors. Remember that?
Yes. Oh.
And you could go sit up at the soda fountain.
Yep, yep. Sit on the little stools.
They had little stools, and you could look at all the pretty things in there.
Uh-huh.
They sold a lot of pretty things in addition to malts and things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was big time. If you went and got you a malt, ooh, that was a day.
And you weren't allowed to do it very often.
No, no. That's why it was special. It was
a
big deal.
If you could get a quarter for that, you know, you'd really done something.
Yeah.
I wonder if all small towns were the same.
I don't know, but it's like, you know, you look at all how primitive things were and how rough we had it back then, and we all turned out just fine, I think.
That's right. It didn't hurt us any, did it?
No. We fell down. We got scraped. We got, you know, bruised and cut, and we just put a Band-Aid on it and go about our day. And we weren't traumatized.
You remember when kids were allowed to ride in the back of their parents' pickup.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you got in there and just sit down and you got to ride.
Yeah. No seatbelts or anything. You're just in the bed of the truck and you just go.
That's right.
Out on an old country road and you'd be doing 50, 55.
That's right.
Yeah, just a wind.
And I don't know when that changed, but they passed laws. Kids, get out of the back of those pickups.
Yeah, it's not safe.
You can't do that.
There was nothing like sitting in the back with the wind blowing through your hair, and it's just.
That's right. I remember that.
The fresh air. Goodness gracious! Wow. See, I think sometimes things were better back then than they are now.
And the first air conditioners were window air conditioners.
Oh, yes. It was that big box, and you had to put
the
it in the window.
Big box. I remember that.
Yes.
And it said outside the window.
Uh-huh.
And they were water-cooled, weren't they?
I think so. I don't know. I was too young probably to remember the mechanics of it. But
seemed like they were water-cooled that you had to buy. And I may be wrong. It seemed like I remembered ice or something.
Oh, I think you're right. It seems like there was something to do with that. Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like there was something that it wasn't just a fan.
No.
It was some kind of a water cooler.
Yeah, there was some kind of a motorized thing, and the tubes went, you know, all around through it and something. So, yeah, you put it in the window, and that was it. We didn't have central AC back then. We turned out just fine.
That's right. Without all the new gadgets and without all the computers, can you imagine?
Yeah.
None of this mattered.
No.
And back then they had places that did your bookkeeping. Bookkeeping.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, by hand.
Yeah.
Pencil entry, remember?
Yeah, ledger books and all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, big. I remember those big, thick ledger books.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Now people don't even have to think anymore. It just pushes
a
button
and does it. We took care of that.
Yeah. We don't want to think. No.
And if we can send a man to the moon, I mean, gosh.
Oh.
You know, I remember an old farmer years ago when we first sent someone, John Glenn. And he said, they didn't really go to the moon. They didn't really go up to space. He said, that's just a fake deal.
Yeah, I remember that. People are still saying that, too. I remember
that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ooh. It was a big deal, though. My goodness. Even back then, when something like that would happen, they would wheel out, like if we were in school, they'd wheel out that big cart thing with the big TV, and we would all gather around and watch something in the classroom.
Yeah.
That was a
special thing. Well, it was so exciting. You know, people have never seen things like that.
No. It was like, this is just like, you know, seeing a rocket, you know, blast off and go into space. It was just like unheard of. It was a new frontier. And now it's just, it doesn't even make the news or coverage, or it's just everyday, you know, blah, blah, blah. So.
How about all those ladies that went up the other day?
Oh, I know it. Wasn't that something?
Yeah, just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't tell them what that costs.
I don't even know if I want to know.
You don't need to know about things like that.
No, but that was a big deal. That was a record-breaking event, too. That was kind of glass ceiling, you know, break the glass ceiling moment, too. So that was really cool. So, wow. Look at that. A trip down memory lane on a Saturday morning. How bad could that be?
That's right. I mean, it'll give everybody pause for thought. They'll remember their childhood. They'll remember what it was like.
Yeah.
And where they lived and what if they had a Dairy Queen or an A&W or,
yep.
You know, what was the first little drive-in that they had?
Oh,
I saw
a
picture the other day of one of the first Dairy Queens in the 50s. And it didn't look like anything like our drive-ins nowadays.
Oh, no. It was very different.
It was just this little building, you know?
Yeah.
It had the little sign up. And you just they didn't even have stalls.
No.
You just drove up and parked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Those were the good old times, I tell you. My word.
Ugh. Well, let me tell you something else. George Strait performed in 24 at Kyle Stadium at A&M. The biggest crowd he's ever had. How many people do you think showed up at that concert?
Oh, geez. I'd be embarrassed to
guess. 110,000.
Really?
I mean, he said the biggest crowd he ever had. Of course, it's A&M. You know, I mean, that's big stuff to start with.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked. He said it was the biggest audience he ever had.
100,000 people. I can't even imagine what that would look like.
I can't imagine that Kyle Field is big enough to hold that many people.
I know it. My goodness. That's
I wonder how many were on the ground.
Well, yeah. I mean, golly. They had to have been packed in like.
Oh, you'd had to have been like sardines.
Yeah. Golly. But, boy, I bet it was electric.
You know, he retired once. He came back, and he said he's doing a few concerts every year. He said he's going to work another 5 years.
Oh, wow. five more years. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's just like I see a lot of people who have either retired or said they were retiring or they're coming out of retirement and, you know, doing some shows, and people are responding to it. They're going, of course, now George Strait, he would never have to worry about nobody showing up. But,
he's got George Strait. Beautiful voice.
Oh, gosh. And it hasn't deteriorated at all. It's as strong now
as
ever.
And, you know, he's saying, I'll always love you. That is one of the most beautiful songs that he sings.
It is. Gosh,
I love that song.
If that doesn't move you, I don't know what will.
Oh, if that doesn't move you, nothing will.
Yeah. You're made of stone.
That's right.
Wow.
And you know, he went to college right here in Texas and got a degree in agriculture.
I know. It's just like.
Can you imagine?
Talk about a left-hand turn for your career.
Yeah, he got that. And didn't anybody know the boy could sing? I mean, my gosh.
You don't think of George Strait, the agriculturist.
No, you don't. I don't even think about him. But, you know, he's involved with farm and ranch stores.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he owns a large portion of that.
Yeah. I mean, I know he loves to sing and perform and all that. I know he loves it. But I think his heart is really in you know, like ranching, farming, things like that. And
horses, yeah.
Horses, yeah. He really, I mean, his passion is in agriculture. But I never miss a chance to hear George Strait sing.
Nobody would miss that if they knew it's coming.
Yeah. Oh, my word. It's just one of the most iconic voices there ever was. So
it really is.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So what are some of the big things that happened this week? What's the highlights?
Well, we bought a lot of policies. You know, we've been out of policies. We're covered up in policies now. I'm filling one right now that we've still got room for people. It's a colon cancer case. The guy has got 24 months. He's lost 15 pounds. His BMI is down to 21.
Ooh.
I mean, he's in really bad shape. And then the cancer is in all 30 lymph nodes.
Oh, wow.
Now that tells you the story right there. When it's in all 30, you can give it up.
Yeah.
It's not like when they say, well, we found it in a couple of lymph nodes. I mean, it's everywhere.
Mm.
So it's a good colon case. It'd be good for anybody that wants to get in. You know, they can put 40, 50,000 in. I've had some that put 100 in already. But we've still got some room. I'd like to see everybody jump on this. We've got it escrowed. The premium's escrowed for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we've got you covered every way in the world on this.
Wow. And it's yes. What, 24?
24 months.
Wow.
So you've got an extra 3 years.
Yeah. You have that kind of a buffer in there. And
we've got a great buffer on this. And, you know, knowing that it's colon cancer, that it's in all the lymph nodes, knowing how much weight he's lost and everything that's happened to him, you know, I think it'll be a great return, a great policy. You know, he's just got so much wrong with him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's one of those that that's going to be probably fast, I would imagine.
I think it will be. When it's in all the lymph nodes, you don't have much of a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wow. And is it filled? What did you say? Where's the status?
No, I said it's not filled yet.
Okay.
We've got it about 60%, so I've still got some room.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, even if you don't have an account with us, you can open an account and get in this.
Oh, wow.
You just have to make the check out to Nevada Trust. You have to come to the office, get your account set up. You can do an IRA. You can do a joint deal with your wife, or you can do a single contract, you know, just in your name, make your wife the beneficiary, or you can do a joint account. Hmm. There's so many ways to do it, and it's quick. All your money goes to Nevada Trust. Always, they protect your money. They're the trustee on every account. So the money's always at Nevada Trust.
It's pretty fast. What is it, like a couple weeks maybe to set it up or even
well,
sooner?
Well, we'd probably do it in a week if we're not transferring money.
Okay.
If we've got to transfer it from a 401k, it's 2 weeks.
All right.
But if you're writing a check, that's fast.
Yeah, that's probably the...
We overnight the contract and the checks every day to Nevada Trust.
Yeah.
And they get the account set up within a week.
Yeah. They are really quick getting accounts set up, so...
They are, and they're good at it.
Yo, this is what they do all day, every day. They're experts.
They do it all day long for us. I'm always saying, tell me about this account or give me the information on this one, you know?
Yeah.
So we're one of their biggest... accounts.
Yeah. And people, you probably have them on speed dial, but you know, anybody who has to do any kind of a business or any transfer or, you know, moving anything around or any kind of action, they actually can pick up the phone and talk to, is it Philip and
Dr. James, if
James.
They want to, or one of the girls.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's an actual person.
He's the vice president there.
Yeah.
And he handles everything.
Yeah. They're accessible and they have names. It's not just a
they
general.
Have real names. They're real people.
Yeah.
You know, they've been there a long time.
Yeah.
And they know what they're doing.
Which is great. I mean, it's always
it really
nice to
is.
Know that you have an actual contact name instead of just a random general call center where you
well,
can.
Well, as you know, these other banks don't even want to talk to us.
Oh, no.
nobody does.
They don't.
You know, this week I need to talk to a company. Press this, press that, press
oh.
that, and for quicker service, email us.
Oh, no.
Or text us. They don't really want to talk to you.
Really?
For faster service, email us.
Wow.
Not going direct to a phone, and then they're going to put you on hold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll be on
for
hold
a long
for,
time. They're hoping you'll go away
I think
not bother them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Isn't that it used to be where if you wanted to get in touch with somebody in a hurry, you just pick up the phone and call. But now it's like backwards. It's like now for faster service, instead of waiting on hold for 3 days, you just send an email or a text. Oh, wow.
Yeah, for faster service, email us. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Ooh, times have changed. So that's why when you actually can pick up the phone and talk to, say, an actual person at Nevada Trust, it stands out more than it ever used to. So
it does stand out because they do take calls.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're asking for something for your account, they're going to call you and verify. If it's money leaving your account, they're going to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not like all these banks that the people lose their money on some scam. They couldn't get a banker on the phone to ask them, you know, should I be doing this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
Unless you're with a bank that you can talk to.
You're really leaving it up to chance. And when you're talking about, you know, moving, you know, big amounts of money like that, that's the last thing you want to do is you don't want to just say, well, I'm going to send this in. Hopefully it'll work out. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, if you say that, you're really bad.
Not a good place to be. So, I mean, it's just like every aspect of you know, the whole investment with life settlements and the way you do them is it's so I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say comforting, but it's a conservative investment. There's actual real people involved and not a general press one, press two, press five. You know, and it's just there's so many personal touches and so many security things along the way. It's just
and people can call me at any time.
That's true.
You know?
Yes. We left that part out. But, yeah, you're always accessible.
Yeah, you don't want to leave that part out because I get calls all the time from people that say, Faye, do you remember me? Of course I remember you.
Yes.
You know? I guess they think if they don't talk to me, you know, that it's just going to forget them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say, well, I don't know them.
Out of sight, out of mind.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're a real person, and you do remember people.
And they don't have to talk just to the help.
Yeah.
You know, they can talk to me at any time. All they have to do is call.
Yeah.
And I answer my phone, by the way.
Yeah. That's a big deal, too. It's like, yeah,
it
you
is
call.
A big deal.
You go to voicemail.
I do answer my phone when people call.
So... All right, so there's some big opportunities for people. So if people already have an account, that's cool. But the other thing to know is that if people don't already have an account, they still can get in this policy here.
Because that's right. If you have an account, all you have to do is say, put me in it, Faye, put me in it, and we'll do it. Send a little email over and say, Faye, put me in that policy, and we will. But if you don't have an account, you just call us. Come over to the office. We'll get you set up and get you into several policies.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just like it's almost like, you know, I know that for a couple of months it was just like a little bit, you know, oh, gosh, there's not a whole lot out there. There's nothing really that's happening. And then all of a sudden, boom, it just seems like literally overnight, all of a sudden, all these.
They've covered us up.
Yes. It's just like.
I mean, we've got several to fill. And we're going to do one at a time.
Yeah. It's like, which is a great thing. I mean, it's you know, to have an explosion like that is fantastic. So lots
well,
of opportunity.
People are there to make money. They want to make money.
Yeah.
They don't want their money just sitting in their account. They want to get it invested and get a return.
Yeah. So, and your most successful investors, they're you know, always, you know, hungry. You know, where's the next policy? Where's the next policy? Can I get another one? Can I get another one? And the ones that approach the investment like that are the ones that are actually thriving the most. I mean, everybody.
That's right. They're the ones that make the most money because they're consistent. They do it over and over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, and it's really kind of like the law of averages, you know, it's just like, you know, you'll have some that come in on time, some that come in a little bit late, and then some that come in a little bit early. And as you do more policies over time, and you've got the numbers to back this up, you know, it just shows that people just keep making money over and over and over. And then when you when you have a day like, what was it, Wednesday, where the market pancaked, it's like you don't have to even, it's almost like you can get to a place where it's like, it doesn't really matter. Whatever the market does, and they just start to ignore it because money is in a conservative investment, and it holds its value. And whatever happens on Wall Street doesn't affect a life settlement at all. It's its own thing.
And Wall Street can go wobbly in a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be going up a little bit, and all of a sudden that thing just pancakes, and they lose all the profit that they had.
Yeah.
They might have had some pretty good profit, but it could be gone in a minute.
Oh, yeah. It's literally been wiped out for people overnight, and it just happens over and over and over. I want to say we have flashbacks to 2008, but boy, it's like sometimes now you can have flashbacks to yesterday or last week. Or
that's exactly right. It can be pretty current.
Yeah.
On what's going to be made.
Yeah.
The market is a roller coaster, and I don't know why, but it is. And if the news is bad during the day, that thing just drops.
Oh, yeah.
2 days later, it may come back a little. But you just never know day to day on the stock market. That's why we mirror the stock market. We're not in the stock market. And we just go along beside it. And if stock goes up, we go up. But if it goes down, you have that lock on it. So it's not going to go down. It's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, annuities make so much money, you know, because they're consistent and they're conservative and they just don't have the risk anything else has.
Yeah,
and that's why both products we do, the life settlement's in a life insurance policy. This is in a life insurance policy. We only do deals with life insurance companies. That's why it's both of them are safe. You're not going to lose your money. You're not going to lose your principal.
Yeah.
And you can do it over and over again. Life insurance companies have got all the money in the world.
They do. And they've got, yeah, they've got the resources on hand, or the reserves. And
they
so,
have to, by law.
Yeah.
They have to have the money there to pay you. You know, they're starting a new life insurance company I saw in Dallas.
Really?
Somebody's putting up like $290 million or billion, whatever it is.
Wow.
A huge, huge amount.
My goodness.
The money behind it is huge.
Yeah.
Because all this other stuff is coming. And that large company that owns all the mattress companies and all that, you know, they're moving their headquarters to Dallas.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, a lot of things are happening. And life insurance companies is coming in to be a part of this. And they'll do some huge deals, that life insurance company will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
so that's why we love life insurance, investments. It doesn't matter how it is. I would rather take a chance with a life insurance company than anything else. Real estate, stock market, global things. You know, just be conservative, and a person will come out all right.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you've seen, you know, even you know, like 2008, and since then, before then, after then, there's been all kinds of volatile market situations where people have lost money, you know, because of the market, or lost money in some other investment type of
a lot
thing,
of them have
real
started
estate.
Over, by the
yeah.
way.
Yes. Yeah, they've had to start over. And that's not something that you want to do. And with a life settlement, you know, you've got not only, like we were talking about, the reserves on hand, but when a policy matures, they don't pay some kind of a discount and say, well, you know, because of this and that and the other thing, we're only going to pay 70%. No, it's 100% every single time. And the money isn't tied up in some real estate thing. And it doesn't depend on, well, you know, give me 60 days and we'll see if we can sell this building over here and maybe we'll get enough money and pay it. No, none of that is even a thing. It's literally, they have a, I don't know about literally, but they have a pile of money in a building someplace where
they really do. And life insurance companies are the ones that have made all the money.
Yeah.
And they have made a ton of money.
Yeah.
And remember that there's a certain amount of policies that lapse every year. They never pay off.
Oh, you know that. Yes.
And all these lapse policies, they just laugh all the way at the bank because the people paying them for 15 years and then drop them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, that's a profit.
Yeah.
They didn't have to pay anything out, and they got all that premium income.
Yep.
So they got the income without the liability if they drop the policy.
Yeah.
And it happens every day. People just say, oh, I don't need that life insurance policy. I'm going to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all
and
that money that they paid
in. Another thing is we buy life insurance policies right here in Texas at all times.
Yep.
If you've got cancer, if you're sick, we'll buy your policy right here.
Mm-hmm. We don't even talk about that as much as we probably should.
We forget to talk about that all the time. But we buy life insurance policies right here in Texas.
Mm.
And so if you've got cancer, if you're really sick, contact us. We'll look at your doctors, your hospital. We'll look at everything. And if it's just right, we'll buy the policy. And we'll pay more than the people out of state will pay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And
price will be better. We're not going to, if you knew that most of those people, when they buy somebody's policy, they're paying like 28%.
Oh, my word.
And we're paying a huge amount,
yeah.
A lot more than that.
Well, it's also because you're taking out the middleman, and so there's not a broker fee.
That's right. We've taken all the brokers out of the deal.
Yeah.
You deal directly with us, we're the one that pays you.
Yeah. So it's a good deal for people who want to go ahead and sell because they're going to get more for it, and it works well for.
And it's going to be faster
yeah.
than going out of town.
It will, yeah, it'll be a lot faster because you're right here, and so you don't have to
yeah,
deal with
we're
anybody
right
in,
here.
In New
we
Jersey.
Can make a decision immediately whether to buy your policy.
Yeah.
So we're going to offer you more than they would out of state. It's going to be quicker. And you're going to get your money quicker.
Yeah. And if you had to wait on somebody, like in, say, New Jersey, you might as well tack another week on.
You're going to be waiting a while if you're going to deal in New Jersey. You know? Those people are a little bit fast.
Yeah. You touched a little bit on annuities. Are those bonuses still
yes,
in place?
We've been able to hold on to the bonuses. And they've got that little policy that also that pays 5% for 3 years or 5 years, you know, whatever you want. And that's for the really timid. That's for the people that have been in CDs all their life.
Oh,
and
wow.
You can get 5%. I think there's another one that maybe pays 6 even.
Really?
So, you can get that little fixed rate, or you can go to our bonus product. It's going to pay 14% bonus. First, second, and third year every time you put money in the policy.
Wow.
So you can get that 14% first year plus the profit, whatever it makes that year. If it makes 10%, 5%, 6%, it doesn't matter. You're going to get all of it.
Hmm.
And after the first year, you can start taking money out if you need to. But most people don't need it for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And some don't need it at all. It's just, it's going to be part of their estate.
Yeah, it just sits there and just basically grows and just
it
adds
grows
to
every
the
year, and it'll be worth quite a bit in 10 years.
Yeah, and you don't even have to do
anything. Especially if you're 50 years old now.
Yeah,
it'll be ready to start paying you back at 60.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it'd be a great deal. And then some people, when they're ready to retire, they're 65, 70. They buy it then and start taking money out and letting them pay them interest.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like you can set them up any really kind of any way that you want to. It's like some people will, you know, have if they're leaving it to somebody who's, you know, older and responsible, it can be all in one chunk. Or if they're leaving it to somebody who may be a little bit younger and not quite sure how to budget, they can, you know, set it up so that it's just like a little bit each month or a little bit each year. And so that way they don't, you know, I mean, the whole point is to establish somebody so that, you know, they're set, not to just here's a lump of money, go, you know, buy all the cars and everything else you can find and blow it in 18 months. It's really for their own protection.
I think they ought to give it to charity if they're going to give it to somebody who's going to blow it.
Yeah, at least somebody who could benefit from it. Yeah.
Somebody that's going to do some good with it, you know.
Yeah.
Make something out of it.
Yeah. And so, you know, the great thing about annuities is you just set it up however you want to. They're etched in stone legally. But if something changes, if, say, I don't know, and it happens all the time, but if there's a fallout with maybe a family member or something, you can change it. It's not like, you know, the payout is etched in stone, but the actual beneficiary, you can change that, you know, at any time. So it's not like... When
and remember, it's all tax deferred until you start taking it out.
Yeah.
It's tax deferred. You're not going to be paying taxes until you start having the checks sent to you. And if it's an IRA, you've got till 73. You don't have to start taking anything out till then. If it's a joint account, you know, you can decide to take money out. Or I've got a lot of people that have a his and her policy. So, and even then, they'll say, no, we don't need it right now. We want it just to grow a little bit, and then we'll start taking it out. So I have that happen all the time.
Yeah.
And then you can also take lifetime income, have them set it up, and the lifetime income policies increase all the time. I think they increase about 10% a year.
Oh, wow.
To your holdings. So the annuities can be structured 15 ways.
Yeah. Let me ask you this real quick before we get into trivia. How do you balance out, like somebody who's maybe never done anything like this before? They're coming over to you for the first time and they're saying, okay, we're not really sure if we want to do life settlements or annuities or both or one. How do you balance, you know, the approach? I'm sure everybody's different.
Okay, first of all, we want to know what their income needs to be. What is their net worth? You know, tell me when you're going to need the money. So that's going to depend whether you do life settlements or you do annuities. If you're going to need money in the next 2 or 3 years, you might want to do annuities. But if you say, Faye, I am in the investment phase of my life. I need to be investing. I need to get my portfolio up. I need a profit. Well, then you need to go into life settlements. for 4 or 5 years before you, you know, do anything else.
Okay. All right.
So it depends your age and what you need to be doing with your money.
All right. Well, that's kind of it really kind of clarifies things. I'm sure everybody's different, you know, in their own situation. It's not just a set it and forget it kind of one solution fits everybody. But it's kind of neat to kind of see how you approach, you know, what to do for what and who's going to benefit from which investment better. So you've already got kind of like an idea of which approach to take for somebody. So that's pretty cool. So this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every day around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to do Memorial Day. Memorial Day is coming up. It's going to be on Monday. As you know, it's a federal holiday. Mm-hmm. We honor all of our dead that have been in the military. Men, women, anybody who served us in the armed forces. And it's always on the last Monday of May. It's a day for visiting our cemeteries, memorials to mourn the military personnel who all died in the line of duty. American flags will be put on the graves at our national cemeteries. A lot of people wear poppies. You know, that's an old, old observance. And the first Memorial Day occurred on May 30th, 1860 day.
Really?
1868.
Wow.
It was known as Decoration Day.
Oh, I know we've done this before, but for some reason, I was thinking it was like the 1940s. I didn't realize it was that far back.
1868. Remember, it started with the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't start
true.
With World War One. It started with the war between the states, and the Commander-in-Chief John Logan of the Army of the Republic, he's to honor the Union soldiers who had died in the Civil War.
Hmm.
So that's how it started out. And it was always Decoration Day until it was changed to Memorial Day finally. And it started in New York City. And they came along and finally, you know, changed it from Decoration Day to Memorial Day. But Lyndon Johnson is the one who finally got it fixed for that Waterloo, New York. It started the first one, May the 26th. And so 1966, he signed the official birthplace was Waterloo, New York.
Wow, almost 100 years later.
Yeah, that it took them that long because everybody said we were first. Everybody in the South said, you know, we were laying flowers on the graves of the Civil War people before the war was even over. Southern women were.
Yeah.
But in 1873, New York made Decoration Day an official state holiday. So that was real far back, 1873.
Yeah. Jeez. It's almost like they started what would eventually be Memorial Day while a war was still going on. It's not
That's
like...
That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
And in 2000, Congress passed the National Moment of Remembrance Act, asking people to stop and remember at 3 o'clock on Mondays. And the flag of the United States is raised briefly to the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to half staff where it remains until noon. And then it's raised to full staff for the remainder of the day.
Wow. So there's a whole ceremony that's
There's a whole ceremony. It's on the west lawn of the Capitol every Memorial Day. But in the poppies, you know, that. And I remember them so well, the women selling the poppies. And Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, a doctor with the Canadian Air Force, wrote the poem in Flanders Fields.
Really?
Yeah. A Canadian wrote that, and I always thought it was an American.
I did, too.
And the opening lines refer to the fields of poppies that grew along the soldiers' graves in Flanders.
Hmm. Boy, I thought it was, I'm like you, I would have thought, you know, kind of like like Francis Scott Key. I thought it would be some like American something or other who did something, or I didn't realize it was a Canadian writer. Interesting.
Yeah, a Canadian writer wrote in Flanders Fields, and I did not know that.
Huh.
And everybody says, well, what can we do to honor the dead? Well, there's so many things. You can go to a national cemetery and lay flowers. You can volunteer at the National Cemetery. Dallas, Texas has got all these walks for Memorial Day. One of them is a 20-mile walk.
Oh, wow.
Honoring our dead.
That's intense.
Now, I can't imagine anybody will finish that.
Yeah,
and there's 20 several
miles.
Shorter ones,
ooh.
You know. And then watching the National Memorial Day concert, it's been going on for 35 years, and it's televised.
Really? 35 years?
35 years.
Jeez.
But the moment of silence is at 3 o'clock, and volunteering at the Dallas-Fort Worth National Cemetery is a really nice thing to do. Or make a donation to a veterans group.
Mm.
That's another nice thing people can do. And then the walk on Monday there's several walks that are shorter than the 20-mile one.
Yeah, that might be a bit much to start with.
I mean, you know, that is kind of a long way. I don't know if anybody will even finish that.
No.
I don't know why it's 20 miles. I just can't quite grasp that.
It's a bit intense.
You know, that it's that long.
Yeah.
There is a little poem I'm going to read you.
Okay.
Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that almost sends chills up my spine.
Well,
wow.
That's a very solemn about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, we honor all of them for every war. So, and it's also we're honoring the families that sent their children to war.
Yeah.
You know, because not only did the families make the ultimate sacrifice in sending them, but then they made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their children to be killed by the enemy.
Yeah. And it's, you know, sometimes, you know, it's obvious to honor the soldiers, but sometimes we don't always give enough honors to the families of the soldiers.
That's exactly right. So. We forget that the families are the one that gave up their boys and their girls for our nation and sacrificed everything for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're still, you know, many of them are still, you know, with us today. And, you know, it's on a day like this that they sit and they reflect. And it's just like, it really is. It's an honor to have done what their family members have done, because not everybody, in fact, I would almost say that very few people have what it takes to do something like that. You know,
that's right. It takes great courage.
It does.
And determination, which they all had. Starting with the Civil War and, you know, putting the flags. I like to see that every year when they put a flag on every grave at our national cemetery.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the new war memorial here that's just opened in Arlington, Texas, for all the special service members. You know, that's just opened. I haven't been there yet, but I understand it's really wonderful. And, so that's something else a person could go and see.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of things that people can do to honor somebody. And it doesn't have to be this big, huge public display either. It can be something.
No, it doesn't.
You know.
Well,
so.
Every year I've tried to go to the National Cemetery and hear the soldiers and the people that give the speeches, because it's always our military that come and our congressmen and people like this come and give the speeches, which I'm always really touched by their speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing about that is you have to stand for 2 hours.
It is a long time.
It's a long time. And, you know, you stand on one foot, then you stand on the other foot.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really hot out there.
Yeah.
But the national cemeteries are the nicest thing that we've got going for our military.
They are.
And it's a blessing that we've been able to build all these where they could be buried there and to be honored every year with the flags of people with poppies and flowers on every grave. Almost everybody does go out and put flowers on the graves at Memorial Day.
Yeah, and military cemeteries are, they're so respectfully maintained, you know.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
And then they do all the salutes. They have the soldiers there to do the, you know, the gun salutes. And then we have the flybys, you know, the Thunderbirds, the different air groups that come and perform in honor of the soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is a special day. I know a lot of people look at Memorial Day as the unofficial start of summer and, oh, it's a free day off and, oh, it's a long weekend and, oh, we're going to, you know, celebrate and party. It is the holiday that it does mean something. And so at some point during the day, maybe at 3 o'clock during for the moment of silence, at least take a moment to remember what we're actually doing.
That's right. It's very important that we honor our dead and their families, and that we should keep this sacred every year and not a holiday to go buy things.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a shopping day as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is not a shopping
holiday. I think it's, even though it's not a religious holiday, you know, it is a memorial day in memory of these soldiers and girls and boys. And I think enough is not done in their honor.
Yeah,
the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is like one day is great. At least we have one day. But you know, to compare to what they have given the ultimate sacrifice, one day just doesn't even seem to scratch the surface. But you know, I at least we have some kind of a something, you know, that's set up for you know, for this kind of thing. So it is important to take at least a moment, even if it's by
at
yourself.
At 3 o'clock, everybody should take a moment of silence in memory of all of our soldiers.
Yeah, and we don't have to put it on, you know, social media, and you don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just, you know, just
you don't have. It's just a very quiet deal.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Yeah, yeah. And anytime you get to go visit an actual military cemetery, it's always, you never hear anybody out there, you know, screaming and hollering and acting up there. Everybody's very quiet and respectful.
Everybody's very respectful.
Yeah.
And very quiet, like they ought to be.
Yeah, yeah. So enjoy the weekend, but remember what it's really all about. So
that's right.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And I know a lot of businesses are closed on Monday. Banks are closed, so, you know, federal holiday and things like that. So, you know.
Everybody should be closed. They should be, you know, in memory at a memorial somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, at least for a few minutes. So
that's right. Well, and the ones at the National Cemetery usually takes about 2 hours.
Yeah, it's not so, just a quick in and out kind of thing.
No, it's not. And then you may want to visit some of the graves. You may have friends there. You may have relatives at the National Cemetery.
Yeah,
it's time to come and reflect on those people that you've lost.
Yeah. Friends and family. But then I know a lot of people will sometimes just kind of, you know, just, you know, stroll through and just, you know, read a lot of the, you know, the headstones and just kind of like be in awe.
That's right. And there's some famous people in all of them.
Yeah, that's true. There's that as well. So it is a special day. So I assume you'll be closed on Monday, right?
I assume so. Yes, definitely.
So
I take this very serious.
Yeah, and we should. You know, I think sometimes over the years, you know, we get all wrapped up in, you know, it's a holiday, and you know, we it's a day off, and we're gonna go, you know, celebrate, and the kids are out of school, and you know, the sheets are on sale, and the furniture is on sale, and the towels are on sale, and you know, let's run out and get this sale and that sale, and you know, blah blah blah. And sometimes we kind of lose, you know, what it's really about. And so it should be taken seriously. It's a big, we wouldn't be in the place that we are if this didn't happen. So, you know, literally, we are who we are because of all these soldiers and their families. So, okay, before we wrap, with life settlements, there are two things that people know need to know about. There's two risks, relatively speaking.
The biggest thing you need to worry about is if it goes over, you'll have to pay the fees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that is your biggest one. That's why we're so careful about how much the premiums are, making sure they're small. And you can check that on every deal you do with us. That's right in the things we send you. When we send out the prospectus or the invitation, it's really an invitation, to go into this policy, it tells you everything you need to know. So there's never a surprise. You always get all the information up front. The second thing is, remember, it's not liquid until it matures.
Okay. So people can't just take out, you know, halfway through or, you know.
Yeah, I'd say, oh, I need that money to go buy a Maserati.
Yeah. But people do need to be accredited, so it really is not that. It's
you
not
must
like,
be accredited.
Yeah.
You must make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your house.
Okay.
So it's only accredited investors in the life settlements.
Yeah. But for annuities, you don't have to be accredited. They do check some stuff.
No, you do not have to be accredited. We do have to add up your expenses, your income, and make sure it matches. Okay. In other words, you can't put 100% of what you've got in an annuity.
Yeah.
You've got to have emergency money.
Yeah.
And they will not approve you if you try that.
Yeah, and that's fine, but it is easier to
acquire. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yes, we don't have to do a complete financial there.
Yeah, and there's not really a ton of risk involved with annuities, is there? I mean,
there's not. I don't see any risk in an annuity.
I mean, gosh,
it's a fixed index annuity.
Mm-hmm. And then you got all the compound interest, and you've got all the, you know, the stop gaps. You got the bonuses. So, I mean, it's just.
And they've been in business, you know, most of them have been in business 60 to 100 years.
Yeah. And that's
so their track record is marvelous.
It really is. Longevity goes
a
long way.
It's not like some of these companies that we see every day now that says, oh, yeah, we went public. We started this company. But, oh, yeah, we're going to go Chapter 11, Chapter 7. And these big trucking companies, another one bit the dust this week.
Oh, really?
And it was a Texas company.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't know what is wrong with these companies. I don't know if they're not getting enough money for what they're hauling. I don't know. They park their cars.
Wow.
Park their trucks.
Interesting. I don't know. I didn't see that coming. So
this is the second or third big trucking company. It's one under.
Jeez. Yes. You see all these other types of things that keep going under, but life settlements and annuities have held.
That's right.
You know, throughout just about everything I can think of. So, all right. So if anybody wants to get started or just wants more information, they do need to call.
They need to
and
call
make
the office and talk to me.
And one last time, what's your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.